This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Vizhinjam port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala. The Prime Minister announced that the current transshipment at the Vizhinjam port will increase threefold in the future. The Prime Minister visited the port's operations building and inspected the controls systems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh today to lay the foundation stone for the restart of construction work of the state capital Amaravati. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for road and railway projects in the state worth 58,000 crore rupees. The Global Media Dialogue kicked off this morning at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai as part of the Waves Summit 2025. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The four-day Waves Summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Over 60 countries are participating in the event, with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. The National Stock Exchange today launched Nifty Waves Index. A total of 43 companies from media and entertainment sector will be part of this index. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and NSE's MD and CEO Ashish Kumar Chauhan were present on the occasion. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and European Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maros Sefcovic have reaffirmed their shared resolve to conclude the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement by the end of 2025. During a key meeting held in Brussels, Belgium yesterday, both sides engaged in a forward-looking and substantive dialogue to address global trade challenges. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal described the dialogue as highly productive, noting that the meeting focused on enhancing market access for businesses, promoting trusted and diversified supply chains, and deepening the partnership to drive the growth of both economies. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, arrived in New Delhi this morning on 3-day state visit to India. He was accorded a special welcome and received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, at the airport. Mr. Lourenço is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, senior officials, business houses, and media. A visit of the President of Angola to India is taking place after 38 years. The visit comes at a time when India and Angola are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations this year. The holy relics of Lord Buddha, accompanied by Indian Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Andhra Pradesh Minister Kandula Durgesh, monks and officials arrived in Ho Chi Minh City today aboard a special Indian aircraft. The visit marks the United Nations Day of Vesak celebrations in Vietnam from May 6 to 8. Received with reverence by Vietnamese leaders and monks, the relics were enshrined at Than Tam Monastery following ceremonial prayers. A sacred Bodhi tree sapling from India was planted at the Vietnam Buddhist University. The relics brought from Sarnath and supported by the Mahabodhi Society, National Museum of India, Museum of India and International Buddha Confederation will be displayed in Ho Chi Minh City until May 7th, then in Thai Ninh, Hanoi and Ha Nam until May 21. Delhi and its adjoining areas woke up to heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. Although it brought a much needed respite from the heat spell, the rains also led to waterlogging, uprooting of trees and traffic disruptions. A woman and her three children died while her husband was injured after a tree fell on a tube well room built on a farm in Kharkhari Canal village in Dwarka area. The Punjab government has decided to convene a special session of the Vidhan Sabha on 5th of this month to discuss the issue of releasing water to Haryana. In a statement, it said that the state government will bring a special resolution on the water issue in this special session. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.